The United States Olympic Committee this week announced that it will bid to host the Summer Olympic Games in 2024. San Francisco, Boston, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. are all vying to be the USOC's choice, and their proposals contain terms not traditionally associated with the Olympics, terms like sustainable and affordable. Only a Games' Kurt Nikisch was at the USOC meeting this week outside San Francisco to find out how the four contending U.S. cities plan to wow the world on the cheap.
Teams from the four cities made their presentations on Tuesday to the U.S. Olympic Committee board behind closed doors.
We put on a great presentation. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, we put on 11.
That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who pitched the first walkable Olympics. The city says it won't build a single new parking space other than for the disabled. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti wouldn't go that far, but says he's proud to offer, quote, sustainable and affordable games. San Francisco's plan calls for a pop-up Olympic stadium that would be taken apart and recycled. Washington, D.C. wants to use mostly existing venues. USOC Chairman Larry Probst says this is exactly what the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, is asking for.
What the IOC is trying to do is make this process more cost-effective, more efficient, and they want to see bids that harmonize the long-term plans of the city with the Olympic Games. And so that's perceived as a very positive thing by all of the cities that we're considering.
The IOC announced these changes earlier this month to try to get more cities to bid for the Olympics. It's responding to the backlash at costly games that leave host cities with empty venues. Russia spent more than $50 billion on the Sochi Games, and the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing has become a white elephant. Avoiding boondoggles like those is encouraging to Probst.
And we think that we've got four great candidate cities. We think it's our time to move forward with a bid. We think we're optimistic about our opportunity to compete with other cities around the world.
There's no stronger signal than the IOC president saying, we want the Americans to bid.
That's USA Today's Nancy Armour, who has covered the Olympics since 1996, the last time the U.S. hosted the Summer Games. She says this is a significant turnaround. New York lost its bid for the 2012 Olympic Games. In 2009, President Obama showed up in Copenhagen only to see Chicago's 2016 bid voted out in the first round of balloting. 4 years ago, the U.S. did not even submit a bid. But Armour says Probst has worked hard to repair his staff's relationship with the IOC.
They can make a bid knowing for sure that there is no chance that they will be embarrassed like they were in the 2016 or the 2012 votes. That will not happen again.
The USOC also feels good about timing. When 2024 rolls around, it will have been 28 years since the U.S. last hosted the Summer Games in Atlanta. So it may be the United States' turn.
Now, you know, the other cities in the race can make that same statement.
Robert Livingstone handicaps the competition for the bid on his website, gamesbids.com.
Paris bid three times recently and lost all three, so they think it's their turn. You've got a city from South Africa that might be bidding. The Games have never been to Africa, so they think it's their turn. So it's going to be a race. Nobody's guaranteed to win it.
And with the IOC calling for cheaper bids, more cities may be getting into the race. Rome is already in. Berlin may bid. Istanbul and Melbourne are also in the picture. In early January, the USOC will choose between L.A., Washington, D.C., Boston, and San Francisco. Let the games begin. For Only a Game, I'm Kurt Nikisch.